Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're going deep on perimenopause today,
Yeah.
And we have some research from UVA Health and the Flow app.
Oh, wow.
It actually reveals how early perimenopause symptoms can show up.
Yeah, you know.
You might be surprised. Over half of women in their early 30s are already experiencing symptoms.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it often starts with mood changes.
Interesting.
Not hot flashes like you might think.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're learning more about women's health all the time.
Right.
And this research, this is a great example of that.
It is.
It emphasizes how important it is to really tune in to what your body is telling you.
Yeah.
Even if you think you're too young for something like perimenopause.
Okay. So first things first. For anyone who's not totally familiar with all this,
right.
Can you explain exactly what perimenopause is?
Of course. Perimenopause is essentially the transition phase.
Okay.
Leading up to menopause.
Got it.
Which is when your periods stop completely. It's a natural biological process where your hormone levels, especially estrogen and progesterone, begin to fluctuate.
Okay.
This can start years before you actually stop having periods.
Interesting. So these hormone shifts, they're like the root cause of all those classic symptoms we associate with menopause.
Exactly. But the interesting thing is that these symptoms don't all appear at once, study, which involved over 4,400 American women.
Wow.
Used something called the Menopause Rating Scale, or MRS, essentially a detailed survey. That helps women accurately describe how severe their symptoms are.
I see.
What the researchers found was a fascinating pattern.
Okay.
Psychological symptoms like anxiety, depression, and irritability tend to pop up before the physical symptoms.
Wow. So you could be feeling completely out of sorts emotionally and not even realize it's connected to these hormonal changes.
Yeah.
That seems like a really important point for women in their 30s and 40s.
It is. And think about it. If you're experiencing these mood shifts, you might chalk it up to stress, work, or just life in general.
Yeah.
But understanding that it could be related to perimenopause can completely change how you approach managing those feelings.
Absolutely. This research is like getting a sneak peek into what your body might be up to.
Exactly. Knowledge is power.
Mm.
And the more you know about what to expect during perimenopause, the better equipped you are to handle it.
So we've established that these psychological symptoms often appear first.
Right.
When does the study say they usually start to peak?
They found that these emotional shifts tend to be most intense between the ages of 41 and 45.
Okay. So that's something for our listeners to keep in mind. Now, what about the physical symptoms? We typically associate with menopause, like hot flashes.
Right.
When do those tend to show up?
Those tend to hit a bit later.
Okay.
Things like hot flashes, sweating, sexual problems, bladder issues, and vaginal dryness usually become more prominent. For women age 51 and older, hot flashes and sweating, specifically peak between 51 and 55.
Interesting.
It's like there's a bit of a wave of symptoms, starting with the emotional ones and then moving into the more physical ones.
Yeah.
As you move through the perimenopause transition.
So there's almost like a timeline for this whole process with different symptoms appearing at different stages.
That's a great way to put it. And this timeline is exactly what makes this research so important.
Yeah.
It challenges the traditional way. We've thought about menopause, which is often just focused on the later stages.
I'm curious, what was the reaction from the medical community? When these findings came out, were doctors surprised by how early these symptoms can start?
There's definitely been a shift in thinking.
Yeah.
You know, it's brought to light a knowledge gap that's existed for a long time.
Right.
Some doctors might have dismissed these symptoms in younger women because they weren't expecting them.
Yeah.
But this research is a real eye-opener. It's encouraging healthcare providers to take these symptoms seriously, no matter the woman's age.
So it's like a wake-up call to the medical community to broaden their understanding of perimenopause.
Exactly. We need to expand our thinking and consider perimenopause as a possible explanation for a wider range of symptoms,
right?
Especially in those earlier years.
This reminds me of that saying, when you hear hoofbeats, think horses, not zebras.
Right.
You know, doctors might be so focused on the more common causes of anxiety or fatigue in younger women that they overlook the perimenopause connection.
That's a great analogy. Sometimes those hoofbeats are zebras.
Right.
And this study highlights the importance of recognizing that.
Yeah. It's like having a roadmap for this stage of life. Instead of just stumbling around in the dark, knowing what to look for can make such a difference.
Absolutely. The more we understand about the typical trajectory of perimenopause symptoms, the better prepared we are to navigate this transition.
Okay, so for our listener who might be thinking, okay, this is all very interesting, but what can I actually do about it?
Right.
What advice would you give them based on this research?
The first and most important thing is to pay attention to your body. Don't dismiss changes or symptoms. Just because you think you're too young, something feels off, whether it's physically or emotionally, talk to your doctor.
And don't be afraid to really advocate for yourself, right?
I completely agree. You know your body best. And thankfully, there are also many resources available online and through organizations like the North American Menopause Society.
Okay.
Don't hesitate to do your own research and connect with others who are going through similar experiences.
It's all about finding your tribe and realizing you're not alone in this.
Exactly. And remember, perimenopause is a natural transition, not a disease with the right knowledge and support.
Yeah.
You can navigate this stage of life with confidence.
You know what I find really empowering about this research is that it's giving women a voice for too long. Perimenopause has been shrouded in secrecy and misinformation.
It has.
This research is helping to change that.
I agree. It's creating a more open and honest dialogue about what women go through.
And speaking of open dialogue, one thing that really struck me in this research was the emphasis on those psychological symptoms we talked about earlier.
Right.
We often hear about hot flashes and night sweats, but anxiety and depression are just as real and often show up even earlier.
Yeah.
It seems like we need to be talking more about that.
You're absolutely right. Perimenopause isn't just about physical changes.
Right.
These hormonal shifts can directly affect your brain chemistry and how you process emotions, leading to mood swings, irritability, and even feelings of sadness or hopelessness.
It's not just in your head, like some people might think.
Exactly. Recognizing that connection is crucial.
Yeah.
It's not about blaming hormones for everything, but understanding that they can play a significant role in how you feel.
And this is where self-care becomes so important, right?
Absolutely. Things like exercise, stress management, and getting enough sleep can make a big difference.
Those are great tips for managing those emotional ups and downs.
And don't underestimate the power of connection. Talking to friends, family, or a therapist can provide invaluable support during this time.
Like having a safety net to catch you when those hormonal waves hit.
That's a great way to put it. You don't have to go through this alone.
So if you're listening to this and relating to those emotional shifts, know that you're not imagining things. There's a reason you're feeling this way.
Right.
And there are things you can do to feel better.
And don't hesitate to reach out for help. Your doctor or a mental health professional can provide the support and guidance you need.
It's amazing to think that just a few years ago, we didn't have this level of understanding about perimenopause.
Oh, no.
This research is truly groundbreaking.
It really is. It just shows the importance of listening to women and taking their concerns seriously.
And this is just the beginning. As more research emerges, we'll gain an even deeper understanding of perimenopause and how to support women through this important life stage.
I think we're at a turning point when it comes to women's health. With continued research and open dialogue, we can create a world where perimenopause is no longer a taboo topic, but a normal and empowered part of life.
That's a future I'm excited about. This has been such an eye-opening conversation.
It has.
Now, before we wrap up, I want to hear from our listener. What stood out to you as the most surprising or thought-provoking thing we discussed today?
Yes, we'd love to hear your thoughts. It's all about creating a sense of community and support around something that's so universal.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today. We've learned that perimenopause symptoms can start earlier than expected, with those psychological symptoms often appearing first.
Right.
We've talked about the importance of advocating for yourself and seeking help when you need it. But before we sign off, I want to leave our listener with one final thought.
Okay.
All of this research we've been discussing has focused on American women, which is great, but it makes me wonder, how do cultural attitudes and perceptions of perimenopause differ around the world?
That's such an intriguing question. It really broadens the scope of this whole conversation.
It does.
In some cultures, menopause is celebrated as this time of wisdom.
Right.
And a transition into a powerful new phase of life.
Yeah.
But in others, it can be shrouded in stigma or even seen as a sign of weakness or decline.
It's fascinating how these cultural beliefs can shape the entire experience.
Absolutely.
Right. It makes me wonder, if women in those cultures might not even recognize those early signs of perimenopause.
Yeah.
Because it's just not talked about openly.
Absolutely. And those cultural differences likely extend to the healthcare systems as well.
Right.
Are there different approaches to managing perimenopause symptoms in other parts of the world?
Yeah.
Do doctors receive the same level of training about hormonal changes? There's a whole world of information to be explored there.
Right. It would be so insightful to compare and contrast how different countries approach perimenopause care. Maybe some have really innovative ways of supporting women that we can learn from.
I think there's a huge opportunity to gather more data and really dig into those cultural nuances.
Yeah.
They could lead to some incredible breakthroughs in providing care that's more tailored and sensitive to each woman's individual needs and background.
It's like this deep dive has opened a whole new door for future research. I'm already thinking about all the questions we still need to answer.
Me too. It's exciting to realize how much more there is to discover and how these findings can pave the way for even better care for women everywhere.
Well, I think we've given our listener a lot to think about today. We've busted some myths about when perimenopause starts, uncovered the surprising fact that mood changes can often be the first clue.
Right.
And highlighted the importance of advocating for your own well-being.
And hopefully, we've empowered women to feel more comfortable talking about these changes and seeking the support they need.
Right.
Perimenopause is a natural transition, not something to be feared or ashamed of.
Absolutely. It's all about knowing what to look for, understanding what your body is telling you, and feeling empowered to take charge of your health journey.
Well said. And who knows? Maybe this conversation will inspire some of our listeners to become the researchers and advocates who uncover even more insights about perimenopause in the future.
This has been such a fascinating deep dive into a topic that's often overlooked.
It has.
We hope it sparked your curiosity and encouraged you to learn more about perimenopause and your own unique journey. Until next time, stay curious.